the volunteer staff of the Arlington Fly-In thinks outside the barn. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today, and hope you had a good 4th of July holiday weekend. My guest today is Barbara Tolbert, who is the executive director of the Arlington Fly-In and has been for a while. This fly-in takes place near Seattle, at least within a convenient drive of Seattle and the surrounding area. And it's also a fly-in, so you're welcome to fly in from just about anywhere you can. Your gas tank can bring you from. We wanted to talk about this year's event, and in particular, a new attraction. Barb, thanks so much for taking some time out of a really crazy busy week.
Thanks, Paul. Tomorrow we're opening the gates, so it is kind of crazy, but it's always good to talk to you.
All right. Well, listen, let's start off with what you've done with the Vintage Aircraft Area, because for anybody who's found your page on Facebook, your volunteers have really made something happen that's going to be a terrific themed attraction for that area.
They have. They've really outdone themselves this year in their drive to want to present a home for vintage aviation at the fly-in in a hospitality area. They came up with, they wanted to display these aircraft the way they might have been seen 60 or 70 years ago. So they built a vintage barn. Not just any barn, but a vintage barn that has to be moved twice a year out to the location on the field for display and then put back away for storage.
Well, and to look at this, and there are pictures on the Facebook page, just look for Arlington Fly-In. This does not look like a knockdown structure. This looks every bit like it looks almost like it needs a mail pouch add on one end.
Yeah, it does. And it's a full-size structure, 25 feet tall, 40 feet long, 20 feet wide, real barn doors, and it actually was built in a kit, well, they kind of assembled it in their minds like a kit format, in four sections, beefed up trusses so that it could be moved. The goal behind the barn when the volunteers came to me with this project was, wonderful project, absolutely great concept, we have no money and lots of skills, how do we get there? Mm-hmm. And we got to be able to do it without adding extra equipment to the fly-in setup in order to move a display piece into place. So that was the challenge, and they really rose to the challenge. They actually went out and cut down trees and milled their own lumber and siding for it, played lumberjack for a while, borrowed a mobile sawmill, went to the internet and learned out how to dry wood, stacked it, dried it over the winter, built all of the trusses and the walls inside a hangar, which is something you'd want to be inside a hangar in December in Washington State, moved it outside, and then assembled it into four sections that come together to make a whole building.
All right. Now, I guess the first logistical question that comes to mind is, how do you dry anything around Seattle in the winter?
You know, it's really interesting. Yeah, exactly. They stacked it up inside a hangar, the lumber, and they actually did their homework about how to put the stickers in and how to separate the wood. And they dried it. Okay, this is not authentic. They dried it with fans, actually. And they would come in 7 days a week, every day, and move the fans around and check the wood with the moisture meters till they got the right content of moisture where they could start assembling the barn and assume that the wood wouldn't shrink too much or they get too much twist.
Well, they did a terrific job. I mean, it's even red and white. Tell us about the roofing and the windows.
In their desire to get this barn finished, they had to scrounge up some pieces. And we, our airport here in Arlington in 1940s was a naval training base. So we have a number of old military buildings that are past their service life, and the airport is doing some demolition on those. So the windows in that barn are actually 70 years old. They came out of the Navy Fire Hall. The airport let us go out and salvage those out of the building before they took it off. And, of course, we couldn't have a vintage barn with a brand-new roof on it, so we wanted something that looked authentic, the rusted metal roof. The old Navy transport building, this spring they were going to do the same thing, demo that building, and the Airport Authority allowed us to go in and reclaim some of that rusted metal for the roof. We straightened it out, fixed some of the holes, and that became the roof of the vintage barn.
Well, it looks fantastic, and there's a windmill out front, which gives it a real authentic era kind of look.
It is. That was a story in and of itself. Whenever we start a project like this, we always start by having our graphic artist do a kind of a drawing for us, give us a conceptual drawing, and we want to see it complete, how we envision it would look. And his drawing was a windmill. One of our volunteers saw the drawing and said, I've had one of those in my hangar for 40 years. I'm going to give it to you guys. And we said, sure, we'll take it. he brought it in, and it couldn't have been more parts and pieces and rusted hunks of metal. And we set it out on the table in the shop, and we just all kind of scratched our heads and said, thank you very much. And about 2 weeks later, another volunteer wandered through the hangar, looked at it, and said, mind if I take that home? No, see what you can do. It couldn't get any worse.
Mm-hmm.
And what you see in those pictures is what he came back with, a completely restored working windmill. It was, he did the research on it and found out it was made by Baker Manufacturing out of Wisconsin, and it's a 1927 model of a monitor windmill used for drawing water up out of the ground, pumping water.
Well, it's fantastic. It really completes the look, and you can be anywhere on the grounds pretty much, and I would imagine, and look across and see this barn and know exactly, orient yourself to where the vintage aircraft area is going to be. What's going to be in the display that's built around this new centerpiece?
And that's the way the project is kind of penciled out, the way you would always want to see it penciled out. We have a wonderful vintage museum north of us in a town called Concrete, Washington. It's called the Skagit Aero Education Museum. They will be decorating up the inside of the barn with all authentic pieces, some projects that they're working on, some restorations. If you read antique airfield newsletters, you're going to read you'll read about a lot of the projects that they've been doing. They're going to have a mini museum inside that barn as you walk through. We have about 35 vintage aircraft coming to visit that will be a freeform display in front of the barn, and they'll be teaming up with vintage automobiles and period costume on Friday, which is the whole day of the fly-in on Friday is themed towards vintage aviation. You're going to walk it, smell it, see it, hear it, all of it.
You know, I've seen some of the planes they've brought to your event in the past from that museum, and they're stunning. They're just gorgeous.
They're absolutely stunning. I believe I've got five of them scheduled to arrive tomorrow. They've even stretched out a little bit past the museum, and they have some replica Newport 11s coming in, Lockheed Electras, Waccos, Stearmans, the Model O. If you've read about that restoration, we'll be here for the whole week. It's the replica of the Stinson Model O, which was the only open cockpit Stinson ever built. There are none of them left, but Evergreen Aviation Services did a reproduction of one for a couple of gentlemen from California, and they're bringing it up here for the week.
Yeah, we actually dropped in to see them putting some of the pieces together for that a year ago, and that was an amazing project.
It's an amazing, yeah, we're very excited to see the actual airplane. We've been following it with the pilots at photographs and on the YouTube, so we're really excited to see the actual airplane.
Well, Barb, when we come back from the break, let's talk a little bit about the event in general and what people need to do to get there. My guest is Barb Tolbert, Executive Director of the Arlington Fly-In, which is this weekend near Seattle, Washington. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with Barb Tolbert of the Arlington Fly-In. And Barb, before we go any further, tell folks exactly where Arlington is, because the famous city in Virginia, I think, gives people map confusion when they hear the name, but you're actually north of Seattle.
Yes, we're in the other Washington. We're on the West Coast. We're about 45 miles north of city of Seattle, just right up the I-5 corridor.
Okay, now you already have campers there, and pre-camping registration is closed because obviously the campground opened this past Saturday. But tell folks who still want to come and camp with their planes or without their planes what the deal is for them when they arrive.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the easiest way is bring your airplane in and come and camp under the wing of your airplane on this beautiful grass field ringed by the Cascade Mountains. And the weather forecast for this next week is looking absolutely perfect camping weather in the state of Washington. There's no additional charge for camping under the wing of your airplane. And I also want to mention we've got a lot of amenities for pilots who like to travel that way. So in order to keep your weight and balance right, we have grill stations in where you can cook food. So you don't have to bring the hibachis or anything. We run shuttles to town from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. in case you want to pick up food or supplies. We also have ice on site for the pilots. We have an internet cafe and cell phone charging station. Everything you need to have to stay connected to the world.
Wow, so you can step out of your you can step out of your Stinson and go charge your cell phone. That's a time warp.
And it's, sometimes it allows you to, yeah, that is a time warp, isn't it? And it allows some people to stay an extra day or two when they can still throw the emails back to the office.
Right. Okay. Well, tell us about prices and what your open and closing times are, and then we'll talk a little bit about what's new this year.
Excellent. Okay. It's the best deal in town for a pilot flying in. Your ticket price is $20 for the whole week, or $10 a day, depending on which way you want to do it. If you want to bring the larger size camper, your RV in, our campground will be open. It's $20 a night for camping, and the tickets then are $40 for the week, or you can purchase them by the day, and they run between $15 and $18 a day. But just for the adults, all the kids are allowed to come in free.
All right, and you've got a couple of things I had not seen at your event before. Tour of Vietnam River Patrol Boat. Tell us about that display.
Quite unique. We're doing quite a big tribute to the military this year, and we did it last year with World War II. We're going to have the largest gathering of antique military vehicles here that they've seen on the West Coast yet, and they've stretched into the Vietnam era. We have an organization who restores these river patrol boats, and some of them aren't restored. You'll be able to actually board them. Come and take a look around. I'm looking forward to that. I heard that they just came in a couple hours ago and are setting up their display now.
All right. Now, you have always had, or maybe not always, but the last couple times I've been there, you've had a really neat parade that kind of closed down the event of military ground vehicles going back to World War II and some even beyond, especially the motorcycles. Are you still doing that?
We are doing that. In fact, we're doing it 3 days this year. It's gotten so many vehicles and so popular. They call it a pass-and-review parade, and it will happen on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, either at the beginning or the end of the air show, right down the flight line, so you'll be able to stand up there. We actually have some pretty big equipment. One of our local philanthropists for aviation, Paul Allen, some of people have heard of him, has moved not only to restoring the aircraft, but into some of the military vehicles as well. And he's actually going to have a T-34 Russian tank here, and we'll be doing some demonstrations with it in the military area.
And you'll have no trouble at all with enforcement in the parking area.
Absolutely none.
All right.
Yes.
One of the other things happening this year is the 50th anniversary of the Piper Cherokee. Tell us what you're doing for that.
Oh, we're very excited. The Northwest Piper Cherokee Group is having their gathering here for the 50th anniversary, and they've got quite a number of events planned for that. You can get the details off of our website at arlingtonflyin.org, but they have hospitality events, flying events, educational events, all happening in a large area right off the flight line for the Cherokee, so they'll all be together. They have transportation, hotel rooms. They're actually making this their type club gathering for the year, and we're going to be help them have a big birthday party on Saturday night.
Oh, that's terrific. That's great. All right. In a nutshell, tell us about some of the performers who will be seen at the show this year.
Well, Julie Clark is coming back. We're very excited about that with the T-34 mentor. Bud and Ross Granley. If you go to air shows and you like air shows and you have not seen the Granleys do the routine, you have to make your, at some point to see this. They're phenomenal pilots. And Bud will be celebrating his 50th year in aviation this year. Also, we'll have the Harman Rockets coming out of Canada, a team in the home-built rocket aircraft. They do a wonderful dual routine. We've added a glider routine this year. We have a number of other pilots coming in. It's going to be high energy and lots of fun. And we'll be ending it on Saturday night with a hot air balloon glow.
Oh, that was fun to watch last year.
Yeah, you did a great job with that last year. You captured some wonderful video. It's a very visual event.
Well, and folks can catch those videos, by the way, in the archives at aero-tv.net. And Barb, we wish you all the best. I know that from this point through probably sometime midday Monday, really, you won't exactly know who and or where you are. But we wish you all the best, and it sounds like you've got a really good crew of volunteers this year.
I do, and I if I don't know who or where I am, at least I'm going to see things flying, and that will make me happy.
All right. Well, Barb, all the best with the event, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Paul.
Barb Tolbert is the executive director of the Arlington Fly-In. If you'd like more details, again, the website is arlingtonflyin.org. Arlington Fly-In is all one word with no punctuation. And also look for their site on Facebook, which Barb says she'll be updating regularly each day now through the end of the event. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.